Welcome to Your Career Cure Podcast, where amazing professionals and entrepreneurs share their inspirational stories so you can get a dose of a happy career, happy life. And now, your host, Gail Tolstoy-Miller.
Welcome, folks. Welcome to Your Career Cure. And I am so excited. I have the GOAT of podcasting, John Lee Dumas. He is a podcaster for many years for Entrepreneurs on Fire. Welcome for being here. Thank you for being here.
I am honored. Thank you for calling me the GOAT of podcasting. You know, specifically the day after the GOAT of football, Tom Brady just won his 7th Super Bowl. So life is good.
It is. You're in good company. All right. So I find your story so fascinating. Not only from an entrepreneur perspective, but also a career perspective. So if you can tell the folks out there your journey and how you got to podcasting, that would be great.
So my journey starts back in the state of Maine, which, by the way, has a motto of the way life should be. Although I might have to disagree with them this time of year when it's negative 10 Fahrenheit. But, you know, to each their own. And I went to college on an Army scholarship. So post-college, I spent 4 years as an active duty officer. And that kind of took me on my first journey of like the real world, which I was a tank commander in charge of 4 tanks and 16 men in Iraq during a 13-month tour of duty. And it was real deal, holy field type of stuff. I mean, we're talking bullets flying, mortar rounds landing, tanks zooming around. Of my 16 men in my platoon, only 12 of us actually made it home. So 4 gave that ultimate sacrifice. So it was brutal and, you know, tough welcome to the real world for a 23-year-old at the time, which was myself, who had up to that point lived a pretty sheltered life. Post-military, you know, I really thought I was going to, you know, launch out of the blocks and just kind of go from strength to strength. I was 26 years old. I had the world, you know, at my feet. It was just kind of like I had all these opportunities. And I proceeded to have 6 years of struggle. And I mean struggle. I dealt with PTSD from the war. I dealt with depression. I tried a bunch of different careers. I went to law school. I dropped out after one semester because I was miserable. Tried corporate finance. After a year of dying a slow death in a cubicle, I walked out the door. I tried residential real estate, commercial real estate, all these other things, and it just wasn't me. But this is over 6 years, so not like a short time frame. Towards like the end of that 6th year, I was 32 years old, and I was like, I just got to find something. Like, I've got to figure something out. So I started reading business books and listening to audiobooks. That eventually led me to this medium called podcasting, which is kind of like fringe at the time. It was, you know, not that known or not really that listened to as a medium. The platform just had not exploded yet. So I was just falling in love with it, though, because it was this on-demand, targeted, and, you know, free content. Like, it was free. So, you know, the price was right. I was like, yes, give me more of this. And I found myself being drawn towards interviews with entrepreneurs, you know, much like what we're doing here today. And I just loved listening to those interviews, like hearing their stories, their successes, their failures, their lessons learned, their tips, their tactics, their strategies. But the problem was the shows that were out there weren't that many, and they were once a week or twice a month. And so I'd go through their back catalog quickly, and then I'd find myself like, wow, like I'm all caught up and I got to wait another week or 2 weeks for the next show. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to find that daily podcast that interviews entrepreneurs. So every morning I wake up, I can listen as I drive to work to a fresh episode with a new entrepreneur telling their story, their ups, their downs, their successes, their failures. And Gail, that show did not exist. It just did not exist. And I was shocked. I'm like, how is that even possible? So I'm like, you know, why not take a page out of Gandhi's book? Why not be the change that I want to see in the world? And that's when I had the idea, the concept to launch my first podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire. And I knew I was not going to be good. I mean, I'd never done it before. So I hired a mentor, Jamie Masters, a very successful business podcast host.
I know Jamie. I love Jamie. She's awesome.
She's amazing. I wanted to be a successful business podcast host. So Jamie was perfect for me because she was running just that. I wanted to be where she was. And so that was an amazing hire. I joined a mastermind with Cliff Ravenscraft, his podcast mastermind. And I started learning and educating myself. And then I launched the podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire. And it was the first daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs. The day I launched, Gail, I am proud to say it was the best daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs. It was.
How did that happen? Let me ask. Well, I don't mean to interrupt.
I'm about to tell you, because it was also the worst daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs. It was, wait for it, the only daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs. So people always ask me, like, John, how'd you like get your niche and get your start? And I'm like, I was the only. There was no competition. I was the only video store in town back in 1970. You wanted to rent a video or you wanted to go to the movie theater, you had one option and you went. Same thing in my situation. You wanted a daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs, which a lot of people wanted because they saw the need for that kind of quantity. One show in town, Entrepreneurs on Fire. So I was the best, the worst, the only. And how can you, and whatever it is that you're doing in this world, how can you be the best? Or how can you maybe be the only? Or maybe how can you niche down enough where your competition's weak and you can destroy them immediately? That's how you win in this world. So just a real quick wrap up. I've now published 3,000 episodes over the past 9 years doing that daily show. I have over 100 million listens to date, over 1.4 million listens every single month. And I've interviewed some of the world's most successful entrepreneurs, from your Barbara Corcorans to Tony Robbins to Gary Vaynerchuk to Tim Ferriss to fill in the blanks, and been able to
interview me,
rocking and rolling. So go listen to that episode for sure. She drops value bombs. And you know, the proudest thing that I'll leave you with is that I turned it into a business. Like, it's a media empire, meaning I just hit my 90th month in a row of over $100,000 of net profits. We're a lean, mean, profit-making machine. It's been a multi-million dollar business for 8 years and running. And that's our story. That's Entrepreneurs on Fire.
It's mind-boggling. It's amazing. And actually, folks, you should go to John's website because he actually reports his revenue, your profits. Like, it's no BS. Like, anyone could say, oh, I made this, I made that. You actually are very transparent with your revenue. And I find that fascinating.
Yeah. And we also bring on our lawyer every episode for a legal tip, every income report. We bring on our CPA, our accountant, on for every income report to give a tax tip. So we're also showing, like, listen, I know anybody can say what they want in this online world, but here's like two professionals. I mean, these are people that are obviously validating our numbers and our revenue, because, you know, they're not going to put their professional careers on for what? So I mean, right. Like, you know, we just want people to know, like, listen, trust us. We're being transparent. We share the bad too. We make mistakes. We have failures all the time, and we trumpet those because we learn from them, and we want you to as well.
Right, right. I kind of want to go back a little bit because I'm fascinated. Do you come from a military background? Like, what made you go into the military in the first place?
I come from a military background. My dad was a 32-year JAG officer. Both my grandparents were in. My grandfather was in the Army. My other grandfather was in the Navy. So I definitely come from a family of service, for sure.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Now, as far as those challenges going back into the workforce, and I find that that's veterans, it's very challenging. And I find that there is some bias sometimes with companies wanting to hire veterans because of their preconceived notions. Did you run into that at all as a veteran?
I ran into a lot of misconstrued promises, which was really disappointing. You know, number one, from everybody you hear, like going into college on an Army scholarship and then going into the military as an officer, all you hear from everybody for those like 8 years, so from like 4 years of being a cadet and then 4 years while you're an officer, is, oh man, when you get out, you are set. Like, everybody wants an officer. Everybody wants a trained military leader of men, like blah, 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 blah. And they fill your head with this. And again, this is from the military community. And then you leave and you're like, that's not true. That's not what people want. In fact, people really don't care. I mean, you know, listen, there are some businesses and some career paths that really do look for the military because they know it fits perfectly. But like Schneider Logistics was like offering me a job to like, you know, control their fleet management for trucks. I was like, what is this? I wanted like, you know, something exciting. And what it came down to was, and this is kind of sad, but true, but like the best job that I could find in a field that I wanted to be in, which was finance, was a job where I was sitting right next to, I went to Providence College in Rhode Island. I was sitting right next to a 22-year-old Providence College graduate. I was 27 at the time. So I'm 5 years older than him. We both started the same day at the same salary and the same like opportunity. Now, of course, I was a little older and more mature, so I took my job more seriously, and I ended up flipping, crushing it, and like getting up, you know, to the top of the food chain pretty quickly. But we started at the exact same level, and it's just like it was so frustrating to me to be like, man, I was just lied to for so long, and now like that's being thrown in my face. You know, frankly, just like, you know, most people in traditional education get lied to.
Yeah. Exactly. So let me ask you this. There are, you know, podcasting right now is really on the rise, right? It's booming.
You can say it. You wanted to say on fire. I give you permission.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry.
I haven't trademarked this yet.
No, there's only one person on fire, John, and that's you. Okay. So I'm not going to steal that. Okay. However, there's so many people in this space, right? Like Joe Rogan, I think is amazing.
Amazing.
I don't know if you like him. I love him. I love him. Obviously, it's different than what you do. But what makes a good podcast? Like, so many people want to get into this. Like, what differentiates, in your opinion, someone who's okay versus good versus great?
One simple answer. Somebody who's okay has been doing it for 100 hours. Somebody who's good has been doing it for 1,000 hours. And somebody who's great has done it for 10,000 hours. It's called putting in the reps. And that's just across the board for everything in life. I mean, yeah. I run the biggest podcasting community in the world. It's called Podcasters Paradise. Everybody joins. And the first thing they say is, John, I'm just not as good of an interviewer as you are. I'm like, why would you be? I've done 3,000 interviews. Like, if you were even close to as good as me, I should hang it up because that would mean that I'm terrible. So listen, get a clue, like realize the one way that you're going to get better at doing something is by doing something. Put in the flipping reps. To give some more like practical advice too, because you know, all you can do is put in the reps. I mean, you got to do that. Also, you really got to be curious. Like you've really got to sit there and be like, A, I'm interested in this topic. And a lot of people aren't, by the way, and you can just tell when they're interviewing people.
Right.
They're not interested. They don't get it. Those that are interested are curious, and those who are curious, ask the right questions. They ask the questions that the listeners want to be asked. And one of the biggest compliments I can ever get in podcasting is when a listener emails me and says, John, you are literally always asking the questions that I have. And I'm like, yes, that's exactly what I want to be doing. I want to be pulling out the value bombs from my guests that my listeners are begging to be heard. Because a lot of us, you know, that are like successful businessmen and women that are entrepreneurs, we have what's called the curse of knowledge. Like we know all of these things about being successful in the business world. So we're not asking the questions that need to be asked because our listeners are not at that level yet. They're right. Like the 2012 version of JLD. Like that's when I'm interviewing somebody, I'm always like, what questions did I have in 2010, 11, and 12, when I was trying to figure this entrepreneurial game out? Like that's the mindset that I go to. That's the key.
Right. So do you think someone has to do it every day? Like someone needs a daily podcast to be successful, or can they do it once a week or once a month? Absolutely. Or twice a week?
Do not need to do it every single day. Absolutely. Okay. Do not need to do it every single day.
Okay.
But like, you got to be honest with yourself. What can you become good at doing it 4 times a month? I mean, if you're really being honest with yourself, are you going to be able to get good at doing anything, doing it 4 times a month? Maybe some of you, the answer is yes. But for most of you, you got to put in the reps. You got to work. Yeah, like, why did I become good at podcasting? Because I was doing it every single day, getting a tiny, eensy, smeensy bit better every single day. So if you really think that like anybody that you look at right now in this world who is great at what they do, does it 4 times per month or practices 4 times per month or works out four times per month or eats healthy four times per month. No, none of those things. Like, those people get up every day and they produce the right content. That doesn't mean you're making a daily podcast. You don't have to do that. But what are you doing every day to improve your craft, to hone your skills, to get better at the thing that you hopefully want to become great at?
Right. And that applies to everything. As you said, it's whatever your career is. Doing it four times a month is not, where's not that getting you, right?
Don't cut it.
It doesn't. And this, like, oh, the four, you know, that book, and I don't mean to.
Well, listen, let me correct you. Even before you go there, let me save you, because I know Tim Ferriss. I'm friends with Tim Ferriss. This is not why I'm coming to his aid. Why I'm coming to his aid is because a lot of people, sounds like including yourself, misunderstands the whole concept of the four-hour work week.
Yeah.
It is not a four-hour work week. What it is Tim shares with you in that book how to take a 40-hour work week and create systems, tools, and automations so that you can get that those 40 hours of work done in 4 hours so that you can then go and work on the areas of your business you should be working on to grow in a meaningful way. So it's taking the 40 hours of nonsense that 99% of people who are hearing my voice right now do every week,
right,
cutting
right.
it down to 4 hours the right way, and then using those 36 plus hours to actually do the things you should be doing. That's the point of the 4-hour work week. And that's what people like Tim, myself, and other people have found out how to do. I only do these things, Gail. My zone of fire, interviews on other shows, interviewing for Entrepreneurs on Fire, being a personality, you know, like on Clubhouse, on Instagram, on Facebook, like doing these things. That's producing the right content for me. And my team does all the rest.
Right.
They're doing the other 36 plus hours of work that most people are heads down doing. Right. That's how people win.
That's very true. Well, thank you for clarifying that. I appreciate that. Actually, I got to have Tim on my podcast.
So we can Let me ask you
over the head.
When's the last
time? Sure, look, if I think that book. Other people are thinking that, right? Like, when
everybody thinks that.
Yeah. It's like, what are you promoting here? Like, this is ridiculous. Anyway, let's move on. I want to ask you a question. What has been your worst career moment?
My worst career moment. That would be the day that I decided that I am leaving law school. It was the lowest of the low. Like, I dropped $20,000 into tuition. I had bought a condo in the town thinking I was going to live there for at least 3 years. My parents were so proud of me for going to law school because my father's a lawyer. You know, I have judges and lawyers all through my family. It was the lowest of the low. It was embarrassing. I did not know where I was going next. And that was just, by the way, that was at the beginning of those 6 years of struggle. So that wasn't like towards the end. Like, I still
had. Why did you do that? Was it something inside of you, or it just?
It was just pure depression, pure misery of being in law school, hating it, knowing it was the wrong path, and just not being able to go on. It was just a combination of all those things.
Yeah. I can relate to that because I was this close to going to law school. I'm from a family of lawyers too, got in, and then I had to tell my mom, sorry, I'm going into the music industry. I cannot
It would that. Have been the biggest mistake of your life.
Oh, there's no way. There was no way. So, but you know, you got to go through these things. You know, sometimes, you know, you think that you've got to go on a certain path because your family expects you to, or you expect it because you know, you're around it and that's what you should be doing. And then you realize, like, holy crap, can I spend the rest of my life doing this? Like, right. No. Of so course. Like, you did yourself a favor by not finishing, because there are so many attorneys out there, you hear this, that go through law school and they never even practice because they hate it, you know? Yeah. So,
and listen, there's those diamonds in the rough. They were always meant to be lawyers and they're living a perfect, happy life. Good for you.
Exactly. Love,
you're in the one percentile, you know, the other 99% of your colleagues are miserable and depressed.
So true. So true. Okay. So COVID, let's talk about COVID. How do you think COVID has changed the landscape in careers and business?
It's made people realize that, wow, it is really scary to let other people be in control of my future, meaning an employer, meaning a business, meaning a company. People who have thrived in COVID, and there have been a lot of people who have thrived, have been people who have been able to be in control of their business, be in control of their life, be in control of themselves. Like, frankly, you know, I, like every other human being that has any kind of a sane mind, wishes COVID never happened. I mean, it's terrible, and we all wish it never existed. But I can tell you that I had a fantastic business year. I had a fantastic life year. Again, I wish it never existed, and I would have had a fantastic business or life with or without it, but it's because I am in control. Like, I'm in control. I have my dream home on the Caribbean here in Puerto Rico. I am financially sound. My business is location independent. I can still rock and roll from wherever I want to live and whatever I want to do. I had a fantastic 2019 with no COVID, both business and life. And I had a fantastic 2020 with and without business and life. Now, again, let's be very clear. COVID is the worst. I wish it never existed.
Right.
I know people who have passed as a result. It's devastating. But just talking to me personally, like, I am in control of my life because of what I've set up over these past 9 years. And people are realizing because of COVID that, wow, I need that. I need that lifestyle freedom. I need that financial freedom. I need that financial or that location independence. And it's all coming to fruition right now.
So you said you had a great year. Is it because people are going to you more so because of COVID to have this kind of freedom? So what part of your business was doing so great through COVID? Like, what aspect of it?
So basically all aspects of my business. More people are turning to audio content to learn from and consume. So podcast numbers growing. More people are looking to maybe start their own podcast. So my community podcast is Paradise, which is a paid podcast community, is growing. My courses, my books, all these different things. Because again, people are like, I need to step up and take control. Like, I want to come up with my big idea and not be like a pharmaceutical sales rep for some, whatever company. And I want to take control and actually do something that I love, that I'm inspired by, that, you know, I don't need to make $224,000 a year doing something I hate every day, but I can make $87,000 a year doing something I love every day. Like, what's better? Like, let's change my lifestyle a little bit to figure that out. And then who knows? Because, like, I can tell you that if you had told me back in 2012, John, you'll make $60,000 a year podcasting, I would have said, I'll take it. I would have taken it in a heartbeat, and I would have been happy for the rest of my life. Now, a lot of things worked in my favor. And now, I'm making over $100,000 a month, 90 months in a row. So I crushed that $60,000 number, but I could have been happy with $60,000 a year. I would have designed my lifestyle to, to be able to keep doing this for $60,000, and it would have been great.
Yeah. John, it's so impressive. It's so incredible. It's just mind-boggling. I think you're like the pioneer. You're one of the pioneers in podcasting from a business perspective. It's just, and it's like you kind of fell into it, right? And
I did. You
had to go through that struggle to get there. So I feel like people sometimes need to go through that struggle to get to where they need to be.
It's part of life.
Exactly, exactly. All right, I have really quick three questions.
Boom. Okay.
Really quick. Imagine you are in a contest. It's a career cure contest. You can win $50 million. And you have to answer these three questions the best. And actually, I'm getting all of my guests in a year, and we're going to vote on who votes best. But you're not going to get $50 million. Just want to put that out there.
Got it.
All right. First question. If you could cure all the mistakes of anyone in their career or entrepreneurship, and you can wave a magic wand, what would that one mistake be, and how would you cure it?
Their desire to impress others.
Okay, cool. All right. Next question. If you could cure the issues that corporate America has, how would you cure it?
No meetings.
Oh my God, that's such a common answer. Okay. Last question. If someone is stuck in their career or job or being an entrepreneur, what is the one career cure advice that you would give to get them unstuck?
You need to wipe the slate clean. If you are stuck, you're in the wrong career. You need to go back to the drawing board, identify your big idea, and start living every day in your zone of fire.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for that. All right, so how can everyone contact you? I'm going to have your contact information anyway, but what's the best way that the audience can contact you?
Well, I have a great podcast called Entrepreneurs on Fire. You can definitely listen to. You can check out Gail's episode for sure. And all the magic for us happens at eofire.com.
Okay, great. Now you have a book coming out.
I do.
Ooh. And I read some of it already. You gave me a copy. It's amazing. Tell us a little bit about it real quick.
So this is a culmination of the 3,000 plus interviews that I've now done over the past 9.5 years. And I've taken all of those interviews from Gail, from Tony Robbins, Barbara Corcoran, fill in the blank, and I've distilled down 17 principles that every successful entrepreneur has. I adjusted those in chronological order. I put them into a roadmap, and I have now created a 17-step revolutionary roadmap to your financial freedom and fulfillment. It starts right at the answer I gave you on the last question, which is you need to identify your big idea. I teach you exactly how to do that so you can live every day in your zone of fire. And that just is the start. And there's 16 steps that follow that. It's a roadmap. It's clear. It's common. It's not easy. So it's a challenging path because everything that will come to you that's worth it in this life is through hard work. But believe me, it is doable. This is a clear path. This is a simple path. This is your common path to uncommon success. And this book is available on March 23rd, but you need to consider pre-ordering this book because if you wait till March 23rd, you'll get zero bonuses. If you order today, when you're listening to this, if it's before March 23rd, you're getting 5 amazing bonuses that all disappear by March 23rd. I am literally just for one of these bonuses, by the way, I'm shipping you my mastery journal, my freedom journal, and the podcast journal. I'm shipping all 3 of these. These are gorgeous faux leather journals to your door. The Freedom Journal is accomplishing your number one goal in 100 days. The Mastery Journal, I teach you how to master productivity, discipline, and focus in 100 days. And the Podcast Journal, how to create and launch your podcast in 50 days. All 3 of these shipped to your door for free if you live in the United States. Outside, you get the beautiful digital pack of these. There's 4 other insane bonuses as well. For one single pre-order, a $16 pre-order on Kindle or a $26 hardcover order, uncommonsuccessbook.com, uncommonsuccessbook.com.
Awesome. You guys have to go out and get it. You really do. It's amazing. It's amazing. John is amazing. So if you want to have financial freedom, you want to have a side hustle, you want to start that, I suggest that you get that. Especially now, as you said, we were discussing COVID. Now is the perfect time to kind of like break free and get that 17-step program. So amazing. I will put the information too on the podcast so they know where to go to get those bonuses and the pre-order. John, thank you so much for being on Your Career Cure. I am so excited that you've been an amazing guest, of course, because you're an amazing podcaster and guest too. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Peace.